John, the floor is yours.
Okay. So thank you. So today we'll talk about how to work with spatial trajectories in boost geometry. So this is also new for me, the first part, I mean, in the title. Okay, so usually I have some slides regarding what is boost geometry. So if you follow three talks ago, maybe you have seen most of them. So it's a Boost C++ libraries. It's header only. It's written in the old C++ standard. Conditionally, you can use some features from the new ones. Yes, it provides primitives, algorithms, and the spatial index that I will use today to showcase spatial trajectories computations. And yes, it tries to follow the OGC and SFA standards. So these are some useful links about documentation, the mailing list, and the code base, which is on GitHub. Yes, this is about the developers. So at least three of them in this list are in this room. And there are, okay, dozens of other developers. The last 3 years, we also participate in the Google Summer of Code. So we usually open some internships for the summer. Yes, that's the credits about the development. And okay, this is boost geometry from the MySQL perspective. So it's used by MySQL to provide GIS support. So this is good for MySQL because there are no homebrew JS functions there. Both projects are aiming in OGC standard. They have compatible licenses. And also MySQL benefits from the boost geometry open source community. Since it's C++ and header only, there are no problem with shared libraries and all this technical stuff in MySQL. This is the same slide as all the previous years I'm presenting here about boost geometry. So it's a hello world thing, how to compute a distance from my home place to ULB. So actually it's just a set of header files, and then you use the boost geometry namespace. You define one point in two dimensions with double arithmetic, and you use the geographic coordinate system in degrees, so you can create those two points with longitude, latitude coordinates. And okay, boost geometry will compute this distance for you. This is in more accurate than the one that you get from Google Maps, so it's geographic computation. And you can also do a bit more advanced things. You can define a strategy which gives you more accuracy, and plug it into the distance algorithm. Then you get a bit more accurate results. So it's only a few meters difference in that particular situation. And this is the whole idea about the algorithms in boost geometry. It's a coordinate independent part, which is the combinatorial algorithm. It's also a coordinate specific part, which we call it strategies. Let me just briefly say that the three coordinate systems that we support. So we have the Cartesian one, and then there is the spherical equatorial. This is the one that Google Maps is using. So you can parameterize it either by degrees or radians. And then we have the geographic one, which is more precise, but also slower to do computations. So in the whole talk, I'm using the last one, the geographic one, with all the defaults, just to have a simpler code examples. You'll see. So I'm trying to have simple examples. Yes, you'll give me feedback on this if they are not. So, but you can use all of them, and also you can use especially with geographical, you can use more detailed strategies. So you can change the geographical zone that you use, and you can have various different results and also performances. Okay, so yes, this is not used. Okay, so spatial trajectories that we're talking today, it's a sequence of time-stamped locations that can be generated by many devices, GPS and smartphones, and also computer games.